shoe store 9 years ago. It was created in the American zone within occupied Germany, a unique organization, a symphony orchestra composed of young musicians serving in the U.S. Army. The orchestra was born out of two things that came together. First and foremost, as is so often the case at historic moments, the presence of an extraordinary individual. This was Samuel Adler, the orchestra's founding conductor, to whom this 50th reunion is dedicated. He was then an enlisted man in the Army, who was then serving in Baumholder in the job of Fire Direction Center Chief for an artillery battalion. He was also, as a musician, organist and director of an Army chorus. On the side, he participated in organizing a civic chorus in Baumholder, which in a short time became enormously successful, but had to rely on German orchestras for the symphonic role. This led him to suggest the formation of an army orchestra, and this suggestion fell on fertile soil. For the military command at that time was anxious to improve its relations with the German community and saw in the idea of a symphony orchestra a wonderful means to that objective. And so the 7th Army Symphony Orchestra was born. The orchestra gave its first concert in 1952 and its last concert in 1962 when it was disbanded. It was enormously successful. During its 10-year existence, it gave concerts throughout Germany and Austria and toured other NATO countries, notably France, Italy, and the United Kingdom, England and Scotland. In all of that time, some 600 men served in the orchestra. Of that number, about 100 have come together for this reunion. When in the orchestra, we were almost all young men in our 20s. As you can see, we are no longer in our 20s. But we have come together full of sentiment and affection for the orchestra we were once privileged to serve in and for each other. We welcome all of you to this 50th anniversary concert.